Hello, welcome back to Seeking Scale. Andy, how's it going this week?
It's going well. It's going well. Yeah, I had a good surprise this week when I caught you on Stars for the Rest of Us. So yeah, nice job. It was fun hearing your take on some of the questions. And I think yeah, it's your viewpoints have rubbed off of me, because I feel like, or maybe it goes a little bit both ways. Because I feel like, yeah, I was like, oh, I don't know if I would answer that differently for most of those questions. So first, just, yeah, nice work on that.
Thanks. Yeah, it is funny how, like, and I don't know, like, I was telling my wife this the other day. I was like, gosh, when I talk, like, to Andy, or even, like, I talk to other people in, like, Slack groups, I feel like we're all going through the same thing, you know? And like, it always changes, but it's always about the same thing. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I think we all probably influence each other a lot, kind of subliminally, even.
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, yeah, other than that, no, it's been, like, a weirdly, like, frustrating week on, like, the personal front, where just house stuff and travels come up that I wasn't expecting, and all those things where it's just like, okay, I feel like I'm getting some momentum at work, and then, oh yeah, we have no heat above the garage, and that room is like 25 degrees, and I'm like, okay, right. Like, I should probably figure this out. And just like things like that. And it's just like, it's one thing to philosophize and figure out all these grand plans, and then it's another like, oh yeah, I have like a life outside of this that I have to figure it out. So there's been some clashing with that, where it's just hard to balance, but all things considered, nothing major to complain about right now, at least.
Nice. Yeah.
How are things on your end?
Good. Yeah, so I'm literally going to add a card to our Trello board for us to talk about, like, not work one time, because I think it's just really healthy to have a life outside of work, because, like, it's done at 5 or 6 every day, and, like, it would just be interesting, I think, to talk about how we think about that and share with folks and stuff. Definitely want to touch on that sometime. For me, been an interesting week just in the, like, admin world. And I know we had 2 episodes dedicated to it. We got a lot of, like, positive feedback, actually. Like, I had people ping me in Slack, like in the Tiny Seed Slack, and like on Twitter and email and stuff like that. So that's been pretty cool. But we also got an email from a listener, John, talking about integrators. And so we're going to touch on, like, OKRs/EOS today, and, like, how that's going for us. And I will just say, like, for me personally, we're going on vacation next week, escaping the cold and going to Florida, which will be cool. So, like, really looking forward to that. I think thinking long term about living in New England, like, it will be a pretty regular thing we do every year, is to get out of here and go defrost for a week. But need to get up to the mountains to go skiing sometime too, because that's, like, you got to take advantage of the winter on kind of both sides. Work stuff is going good. We raised some prices recently and are kind of thinking about, like, how we run the production services. And, like, I think, like, most areas of most businesses, like, looking at how we can provide more value there and charge for that extra value. And I think that's just, like, in a services business, it's, like, a really easy lever to pull, just because you don't have to go build all this software to deliver this value. Just, you know, do extra services and charge for it. And so just kind of thinking about how that fits with, like, our other priorities of private podcasting being, like, the thing, but this just being a really big opportunity, you know, kind of in the short to medium term. So just kind of, like, haven't fully unpacked that yet, you know, and, like, that's part of what vacation will be, is just some time to think and sit on the beach. But there's a lot of interest from listeners and just people I could talk to about, like, kind of running the business, right? And it's not, like, this super sexy topic, but I think that, I mean, you and I just spent, like, 25 minutes talking about this before we started recording, and it's, like, really nuanced. And so, like, kind of wanted to have a check-in on, it doesn't really matter, right? Like, rocks or OKRs or EOS or whatever, KPIs, how they're going, you know, in our businesses, and, like, the challenges that I think we're seeing from it. And, like, full transparency, like, I know several people on our team listen to this podcast, and, like, there's not going to be any talk here that is a surprise, hopefully, to any of them, and maybe the same for you. But, like, want to share kind of how we're perceiving the implementation of this stuff, like, for ourselves and for everyone else.
Why don't you kick things off? Because I think I'll get into this myself, where it's, I do want to move towards EOS, and we've made some big steps and are making, like, a lot of steps on just better organization and in process in general, but aren't super far along as far as following a specific methodology. So I'll talk about that in a minute, but I'm just curious. Yeah, like, first, just how are, because you have set OKRs for, does everyone on the team have OKRs?
Yeah. So the first quarter we did OKRs was the fourth quarter of last year. And in that, there was a single set of company level OKRs, which kind of touched on like two or three groups, like sales, marketing, and product. This quarter, every group within the company has a set of OKRs. And so like the company has a set of OKRs, actually two sets. One is like we call like the do, like things we want to do. And so that's like a kind of headline, and then goals or key results that each group wants to achieve. And those are really like data, like they have a number associated with them. And then we have like a B set of OKRs, which is like talking about culture and how we work and things like that. And so that's more important from like a qualitative perspective. Like they don't have numbers, but we just check in on them, right? Like, hey, how is this going with like working asynchronously and having efficient meetings and working calmly but efficiently? Each group has a set of OKRs now, and we manage it all in a Google Sheet. And we use a template that we got online from like an OKR software company. Like it's really cool. Like, you know.
Oh, I thought you built that.
No, I didn't build. No, it's way past my you know, Excel or Google Sheets skills. But it basically, like, we track over time each week. We have our weekly meeting every Monday. So the goal is like each group should report on their group level key results before the Monday call. That all kind of aggregates up, and we can look at as a company, this is how we're doing. And then each group has like their progress towards their set of goals. And so like in the first week of the quarter, it all should be zero. We're recording this February 16th. So it should all be about 50% if everyone's on track. And that's all great, right? Like that's mostly great. The places that I struggle, and I know people on our team struggle, is two things. One, like setting OKRs, and like this is a pretty well-known thing, is there are people and roles to which like KPIs or OKRs or whatever you want to call it, like putting a number on someone's job, you know, is really makes sense, right? Sales, marketing, like bring in this many leads, have this many started, you know, new trials, sell this much stuff. That all is really easy. The hard ones for us are like support and success. And product to an extent. Like product is a little easier maybe in that like we basically put the roadmap on and those are all key results for each item, right? Ship this, ship this, ship this, ship this. And like hopefully we've agreed that like this body of work is something we can do in 12 or 13 weeks. And like we're gonna work towards that goal. For me, like support and success are a little harder. And so that's just like, I think we're still finding our way to say like, how can we have support and success participate in the OKR process? Because like the rest of the company is doing it and really likes it. I really like it. And I think it's doing good things for us. How can we have them participate in a meaningful way without it being kind of unnatural, you know? Because like to put metrics on support, like just doesn't, like it's hard to find appropriate metrics.
Do you lump support and success together?
No.
Okay, so what will be the different responsibilities like a dedicated success person would do? Are they upselling or like retaining accounts or like what sort of things are they doing?
So for us, success is around like trial to paid conversion, and support is around like adoption, like feature adoption. And I don't know if that's right. And it's what it is now, and like in the future it will change. But that's how we differentiate it. I mean, I think the things that don't make a lot of sense are like average response time or outstanding tickets closed every day or something like that for support. Like that's just like, you can game that too much. And like, that's like the ending of like the support process. And I want to get like more upstream on it. And for success, yeah, I think things like identifying upsell opportunities and retention and things like that are really good. We are fortunate to have like really good churn to where like, it's just not. It's not the thing. And that for me, like that's the thing with OKRs or EOS or whatever is like, it's the thing, you know, and like, let's identify the thing and work on it for 12 weeks and we'll reevaluate and we'll have a different thing to work on next quarter.
When you say sorry if I'm repeating this wrong, but you talked about like wanting to be more upstream on the support part of things versus response times and that. So what do you mean by that?
Yeah. Like response times to tickets is like the last thing that happens in the, and I'm using a bad term, like the success of a customer or the adoption of a product or feature. And like, we want to get more upstream, like early on in the customer cycle to say like, hey, you know, are we identifying how people are using this properly and like helping product make improvements to it? You know, are we tracking like feature adoption in Amplitude or something like that? And are we doing things to put in place so that product can like continuously optimize those so that like they have less tickets, right? And customers are more successful. So that's like, that's what I mean by like upstream is like getting to like product adoption and product success, I guess, so that there's less customer support. Cause like, and this is what Kim on our team says all the time. It's like, she's trying to put herself out of a job. If all the customers are successful all the time, then like there shouldn't be any customer support demand. And so like, that's what we're always trying to work towards.
To me, that feels like a product goal, like a product OKR. And it's something that is in your product process, whatever that may look like. It's something we're still like in the very early days of actually like defining one. It's like, yeah, support will definitely have input into that. And we want to hear from them. Where are people getting stuck? Where were the frustrations, all of that. But to me, it doesn't necessarily mean that a support person shouldn't have performance metrics, I guess. Because yes, like there are a lot of things we can do to minimize the requests that come in. But, and I feel like this is coming across not the way I mean to, but like that's not their job. And I want their input. And I think we do a lot to get the right input from the different teams on the areas that matter. And like on support, they have their ear to the ground. They know where people are getting stuck. They know what's causing frustration. Like I want that input into the product process. And so for the people who are responsible for that, the product process, they'll have goals around maybe it's minimizing support requests. Maybe there's other things that we would look at to track that. But the support goals, to me, still are going to be, should we be replying faster while maintaining a certain satisfaction? Like, I don't love getting super metrics driven with it because I think it at some point, I mean, it's arbitrary to begin with, but it's like, what is our average response time right now? If that was significantly better, would customers have a better experience? Unless the support people were just gaming it and just like sending shitty canned replies to just increase that. And so to me, that's what kind of like it falls outside of the OKRs and goal tracking. And that's like management of just making sure that it's not being gamed, or at least it's still maintaining some standard. Because I think where people can run into issues is when you try to be like, oh, so like to make sure that that's okay, we're going to add in this secondary metric that has to be high as well. And then like this as well. And like when it gets so complicated, it just doesn't have impact. And I feel like maybe at bigger scales, that's more valuable. But like for us, to me, it's just saying, okay, like we do want to increase decrease our response time. And then it's my job just to make sure people aren't doing that in like shitty ways.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like specifically around like our support, we call it customer experience. Like it is like, this will not be their kind of OKRs forever. Right. But it is like putting this things into place so that they have like a data driven set of input into the product process. And like that's literally like what we're doing is like start gathering this data, identifying the pain points, and then like have a process for so we can keep doing that as we go.
Does everyone on the support team have the same responsibilities for doing that?
No.
Because this is honestly something that I've been thinking about a good amount with EOS, OKRs, whatever. Like where we're at right now, I mean, it's Ross is part-time in support. Ruben and Chris are full-time. Chris has been there was part-time for a while and has been full-time for probably at least 6 months. Ruben's been with us for just a couple months now. And so like Ruben is definitely like newer to the team. And Ruben right now is front line of defense for support. And like, I try not to delegate miscellaneous tasks to him. I try to just like let him just focus on helping the customers with their questions. And Chris is able to be a bit more strategic and like can have other goals. We're honestly not at the spot where like, it's kind of where you were at last quarter, where it's, we have high level goals and like Matt, Ben and I have our goals, but we don't then trickle that down to having everyone on the team have their own goals that are like below that. It's just like, we make sure the team is moving in the directions toward this. But it's like, I would see it as Ruben would really just be working on lowering average support, average response time. Whereas Chris could be something like something that does is more cross-functional, working with the other teams. And he already has that role. We just haven't really solidified his goals. But that's just kind of where my head's at on things is figuring out what do we do there. And then I do think, like, at the end of the day, I continuous improvement as like a personal ideal is great. But I do think there's going to be a point where there's only so fast you can get. There's only so good your replies can get, whatever. And it's not as though this is like a new goal for a support representative for the quarter. It's just like, these are just kind of like the performance standards and standard these. And then like you can graduate to a position that is more strategic. I feel like that's the thing where I'm trying to figure out is just not being as, not saying you're being dogmatic, but just a lot of the systems in general, it's as though like every position needs them. It's like, I don't know if that really makes sense across the board, where some roles just by their nature, when they're more junior, are going to just be like really just showing up and doing the job. And then as you graduate from that, if that's what you're looking for, then I think it can get a bit more strategic.
Yeah, I mean, this is tough because I think that like a group with multiple different types of people or different seniorities or specializations makes having like a group have a goal kind of difficult, because ultimately it ends up being like mostly this person or that person's like responsibility. And so like, that's just, I think until each person has OKRs, like that's just like how it is and like is a shortcoming. But I think that, I mean, what you're talking about is challenging, and that's why we just didn't have OKRs for like support and success last quarter at all, or like our production service, because like one, I think identifying them are a lot harder than like sales and marketing and product. And two, like, yeah, I mean, I think that there's like this, like in one of the implementations of OKRs that I've read, which is like one of the things I know you hate about OKRs, there's not like one way to do it. They have like a set of maintenance OKRs, you know, which is like uptime and, you know, reviewing code, you know, PRs within 24 hours and average response time of X and customer satisfaction scores of Y and NPR of NPS, whatever, NPS. And like, I don't think that's wrong either. It's just to have like, hey, let's just like, so they're like health check, right? Metrics is like these things that we want to do. And they're not like, they're not that one thing that we want to improve, but they're like, hey, we want to have an eye on this just to make sure that we're good. And like things like, you know, team happiness and culture and stress and balance of work life and those kind of things are I think really fair things to put in those. And yeah, I don't know. And I think, I mean, this is the whole point. It's like, this is hard because it's like, I don't think there's a perfect way to implement this stuff. And every company, based on your size and your kind of status or state or whatever, is makes it a little different. I think that's why it's so challenging.
Where I've netted out a bit on it, we're not here as a company, but I guess what we're working towards is, it's still like one of our annual goals is just very qualitative. And it's like run like a well-oiled machine. And I feel like having the longer the term, the goal, the more okay it is to have it be qualitative. And then when you start breaking that down into what needs to happen, you have to be like, okay, like what does that mean? What do we need to do for that? And it's just like, it's never going to be perfect. Like, and it can change, but you're going to say, okay, like if we want to run like a well-oiled machine, we need to have more reliable infrastructure. Where are we least reliable? Like, okay, so like, let's put that one of those things at fixing that at the top of the list for engineering. What else we need to do? Like, we have to actually be effective at shipping, just whether it's dev or anything else. It's like, we need to move quickly. And so for that, a lot of it's processes figuring out where things are blocking. Like, you can just like go back and just like, okay, on the quarter here and things we need to do. And those are the ones where I don't know that that's, it's probably not like the right way to set an annual goal, because I don't think we're ever going to check the box like this is done. And I think that's probably not great for a goal, but it's more almost like a theme of here's what we're doing this year. And then next year, maybe we keep doing that, or maybe we go in a different direction. So I feel like a theme makes sense there. But when it comes to the goals, it's like, I just don't know that what we're trying to do is work to a place where everybody has goals for the quarter as far as like we set them out at the beginning of the quarter and this is what you're going to be doing. I think to me, like it really comes down to at the management level, it makes a lot of sense. They can figure out with their team and everyone on the team having input, what it takes to get there. But then day to day, it's more like, I don't want to like Eduardo on one of our front-end developers. It's like, I'm not going to be like, oh, you need to release 7 features or even say exactly what the features may be or whatever else, just because that's probably going to change. It's super hard to predict what we can actually do. And it's that, but I think for the manager of that team, for Matt, it's like, yeah, like these are the priorities we want to get done. Here's what we want to do. Then like work with the team to make sure we do it, or at least put in the best effort to get there. And then it helps the individual contributors know where we're pointed. Whereas before, for a lot of what we were doing, it would just be like, no idea. It's just like, hey, what's coming up next? Like, and we would tell them what to work on next, but there wasn't that clear rhyme or reason to it. And so I think for the more junior employees, not even juniors, right word, but just really like individual contributors versus managers, I really just see it as let them know what the goals are for their team and for the company so that they know what we're aligned towards, but kind of just leave it up to the manager day to day to figure out what they need to do that rather than planning it ahead.
All right, Andy, we're going to have our first ever official 2-part episode. We're going to do the whole thing now, and we're going to release this next part next week. But yeah, so folks, going to be continuing this discussion, kind of taking to the next level of like why all this is necessary for us as business owners, like accountability and reporting and predictability and stuff like that. So I hope y'all enjoyed this conversation. I feel like we're talking pretty meta, but also pretty practical and like actionable for us, at least. Like this is a really big part of like my work life these days. So hopefully this is interesting to everybody and like y'all are taking stuff away from this, and we'll continue this discussion next week.
Perfect. I wish we could say, yeah, if you have any questions for us to cover then email us, but yeah, we're going to jump right into things. But as always, we always look forward to feedback, questions, any other thoughts. So let us know what you think, but yeah, we'll talk soon. Thanks everybody.